T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. We got the hot seat coming up, and Billy Kigg has he's kind of demanded, Al, that I touch on the issue that Gilbert Arenas brought up yesterday. The NBA players in the bubble, Al, have not been with women for a month now. And Gilbert said it's becoming a serious problem.
How does he know?
Well, because he talks to guys in it, and they're really – Billy wants to tackle that topic in depth, and we're later in the hour. But right now, and I want you to understand why I love booking Kevin Cooney. And I always say to Rhea, get Cooney. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, okay, why? And I go, because he can do anything. Mm-hmm. He can do anything. He works for Philly Voice. He knows all in all sports, and he's great in baseball. And he's out with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our go-to people, the great Kevin Cooney. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I'm good. Kev, it's the seventh inning of game two. You won the first one 11-7. Nola's at 88 pitches. Neris threw one pitch in game one. Who's pitching the seventh inning for you if you're the Phillies manager?
In the perfect world, it's Hector Neris. I mean, because of the fact that you would like to be able to use your closer in a game like that in a situation where it matters. Unfortunately, because the rest of this bullpen is so awful, you know, he's the only real option you have at that point. But I can also understand Joe Girardi's thinking in this because, to be honest, you've seen so many injuries in the sport, and especially the pitchers so far in this season, relievers and starters, because they have forced this schedule, and especially when you look at the case of the Phillies, that I understand if a manager like Joe Girardi, who has been traditionally very good at handling bullpens, decides that maybe he doesn't want to throw that risk out there. And so, yeah, in a perfect world, it's Hector Neris, but I understood what Girardi was going to do. He just has no weapons because his bullpen is the worst in baseball history.
Oh, it's awful. I'm with you. But here's what I'm struggling with. Nola is mowing him down, and Nola is ready to go out for the seventh inning. And there is, to my knowledge, no scientific evidence that indicates that 88 pitches is a magic number. Why can't I put him back out there in the seventh and final inning?
Because he hasn't pitched in 10 days. And I think the idea that, again, you're talking about a guy who missed early portions of summer camp because of the fact that, you know, he had the COVID contact with somebody who's, you know, training regimen, you wonder. Now you've had this stop and go start because of the Marlins situation. Again, I understand Joe Girardi. This is the guy who's going to be your number two pitcher for the foreseeable future. Are you going to risk his health long term in a year when you've seen already a lot of pitchers go down when they've been overextended?
Kevin, when you saw Tommy Hunter on the mound in the seventh inning.
I flipped to a basketball game.
that answers my question. So I'll go to the other thing you referenced. How can a team that's payroll is on the brink of the luxury tax have this pitiful a bullpen? How could that happen?
It happens when you believe that signing veterans is a risk. And they've been burned now a couple times with this. in the Klintak era. You know, they signed Neshek and Neshek was hurt. They signed Robertson and Robertson got hurt. And, you know, Tommy Hunter got hurt the last couple of years. I think that's made them jumpy on paying for big name relievers. And then on the other end of it, your minor league system's a disaster. And so you're now left with what you have. And what you have is a bunch of guys who will not, never really develop into anything because of the fact that you just don't have the ability to get guys out on a consistent basis. There's not one guy, aside from Neris, there's not one guy you could say back there that you could throw in for three hitters and expect a 1-2-3 inning. It just is the way it is at this point. And that is a scary thing. The hope is that you hope Brian Price and Joe Girardi are able to get a handle on it here as you move forward. But I'm not sure what a handle is. Is a handle an ERA under 5.5 at this point? That would seem like the best case scenario.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to an indictment of the work of General Manager Matt Klentak, in case you were wondering. The name didn't come up. I wanted to be clear on it. Now, I want to play something for you, Kevin, to tell me how serious this is. Because the Sixers are trying to prepare for a long run in the playoffs, and one of their key players is now in question. Here's what happened.
Well, the information for Sixers fans is not good. Serena Winters reporting a few moments ago, Ben Simmons, a knee injury, will not return to this game, taken off during that third quarter.
Limping off, Kev. How big a deal?
It's a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal. Billy, I'm sure, could talk about this. They've set everything up so that eventually it's Embiid and Simmons, and that's what's going to carry them going forward here in this bubble. You know, you move Simmons to the four to try to maximize his talent as far as, you're not having to have him worry about maybe shooting the outside shot the way that they expect, that they would have liked. That he could play more in a more of a fast break game and all that. If Ben Simmons has a knee issue, they're not going to be able to play close to that game at this point. And look, I think the bigger issue with the Sixers is the fact that they just look disinterested. And maybe that's the product of the seeding games at this point. But when you let a team like Washington, who was awful, hang around the way they did yesterday, when you let San Antonio hang around, and San Antonio really shouldn't be in the same zip code as the Sixers when you look at them talent-wise, I think they're a team that looks extremely disinterested, almost like they know what the end result of this is going to be. And that's a scary thing when you're talking about a team that's basically trying to play for their coach.
Let me get Billy's reaction to that. Billy, you agree with what Kev's saying?
No, I agree. I think right now they know they're in the playoffs, and they know that these games really don't mean anything.
Yeah.
And it's showing. But the problem is you just can't turn it on when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
You should be using these games to prepare for the playoffs.
Absolutely. All right. The other thing I want to run by you is Doug Peterson. Because we had Carson Wentz on. He said he was really surprised because Doug was really being careful. They're hermetically sealed in this NovaCare bubble, and he got it. Should we be concerned if a guy like Doug Peterson, who's so careful, gets it? What kind of assurance do we have they're going to be able to play a season?
Well, and I think you mentioned this earlier, right before actually the Wentz interview. I'm going to be fascinated to see who opts out today.
Yeah.
And I think that is going to be an interesting indicator where players think that the NFL's protocol is. The problem with the way it's structured right now, Angelo, is these guys are still going home. I mean, if you're a veteran, you're still going home to your wife. If your kids are going back to school, you're still going to be at risk to the virus there. And I don't know how you can seal this off. The only thing I thought of is, let's say college football gets postponed to the spring, okay? Would the NFL then consider a four-city bubble and try to have certain teams go to certain spots, you play within that bubble, maybe 10 weeks, and then that way I think they would be more willing to do it because they could spread games out Saturday and Sunday at that point, in addition to the Monday night and the Thursday night packages they got. I wonder if that would be feasible, but I don't see how this works if you're going to try to do what baseball's done. Everything that baseball has done has backfired, and yet the NFL seems to be going full steam ahead in the same way.
What you just described is maybe their best chance, but try to get the players to agree to it. That's a tough one. His name is Kevin Cootie. He is remarkable. You can read him at Philly Voice all the time. Kev, thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Angela.
That's versatility, which you just heard there, Al. He could cover it all. That's versatility.
Yeah.
It's amazing he's able to do all that. That's pretty amazing. All right, hold on. I'm taking a lot of flack for spending $400 for a glass. Let me just – Eric from Pittman is an expert on glasses. Hi, Eric.
You.
Are you an expert on glass frames?
Yeah, I've got the Gucci's and the Prada's.
Oh,
right. I do not. By the way, I never even. I have no idea if it's any of those fancy names.
We can make a movie. The donkey wears Prada.
Well, I'm sure it's somebody high profile for $400.
The woman said I looked amazing in the glasses.
Yeah,
she was a very attractive person.
That is the only
reason
you bought them.
All right, Eric, did I get rooked here? Am I going to be okay with the $400?
Oh, absolutely. I just stopped by the mall the other day and grabbed it. $340 pair of Michael Jordan sneakers, the 12s. Beautiful sneaker.
What the hell? Wait.
No, you're saying this is going to be a disaster.
Oh, no, absolutely not. You're going to look great. You know, it's going to make you feel good, too, and that's the important thing. It doesn't matter.
That is important.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to it. They kind of ruined it today when they heard that they were green.
Yeah, did she sell you a green Speedo to go with it at the beach?
To earn your paycheck, you deserve to buy some for yourself, and if it makes you feel good, then it's worth it.
Oh, God.
Eric, I want you to know you're the best caller I've had today. That's great stuff you're giving me.
I just wanted to touch on the Phillies as well.
Yes.
Girardi, because I was extremely disappointed with his moves yesterday.
Me too. Yes.
You know, it was like I felt like I was watching Kapler all over again. Like, Nola's hot. I'm listening on the radio at work. He's got eight strikeouts through four innings. You know, he hasn't even thrown 100 pitches yet. It's a short season. Give him more innings, you know. He's not going to throw that many innings in a 60-game season. And then Nectar, like I said, throws one pitch or whatever, and then he can't pitch in the second game. He can't throw a second pitch. He's a professional athlete.
Eric, I got to tell you something. That's the worst insult you can make, is that it was Kapler-esque.
Really?
But when it was happening, I was thinking it was Kapler-esque.
I was extremely excited.
I was thinking of it. It's analytics. Yeah. Oh, 88 pitches. Oh, my God. Oh, Neris already pitched one pitch. I can't put him in another game.
Yeah, but
it's Kapler-esque.
Kapler would have been proud of the bullpen, though.
This is true.
Yeah. Right, hold on. Give me a – yeah, he would have been proud of Tommy Hunter.
At least this wasn't making
– you're right.
There's a big difference.
He didn't insult your intelligence after doing it. I'm with you. Eric, give me a great broadcaster, Philadelphia.
I don't have a lot. I like my summer guy, Sowers. But he's not a – I'm not –
all right. Thank you. I appreciate your call. You want to hear this? This was Kapler. Kapler did it the first time Nola pitched and the first year Kapler was here. Let's hear what it sounded like.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that I understand that this is a long season and that we are looking for Aaron Nola to take down a ton of innings. And I felt confident that we could win this game, very confident. I remain very confident that we could win this game with having Hobie come in and get those two hitters out.
All right, you know what? Let's try Girardi's one, all right? This is Girardi, and here's what he said.
Well, I think it had everything to do with it. The long layoff, only being his second start, I think he threw 80 pitches. You're facing that team. They're stressful innings. Hopefully his next start, we can get him around 100 and get to where he needs to be. But a lot of it had to do with the long layoff, only his second start. You just can't jeopardize his health.
It's not as insulting.
No.
But it's an equally bad decision. It's a bad decision.
I don't have it. I don't know.
Billy, bad decision?
I'm leaning more towards Al as we've been here.
Rhea, bad decision?
It's a bad decision.
Thank you.
I mean, the bad decision was not bringing in the reliever again.
Well, that
in the
was a disgrace,
game.
Too.
It's another bad decision.
I mean, and the bad decision is not if he's not banging on their door to go get him some relievers so he doesn't have to make these choices.
He needs to bang on that door.
Well,
that's
really,
for sure.
Yeah.
Garrison's out of line talking birds. Hi, Gar.
Well, how y'all doing?
What's happening, bro?
Not much. First, I just wanted to say thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. And
this I've been listening for a while. First time calling in.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I'm very appreciative of Carson Wentz. I hear he get a lot of flack sometimes. But, yeah, he's special to me. And I'm happy we have him on our team. And I'm just happy he said he was opting in. He's going to play. Hopefully the season happens.
You know what? I just want to see him win a Super Bowl where he's on the field. I know he won one. He had a lot to do with the championship. But it would be cool because he's done a lot for the community. He seems like a very nice person. It would be great if he could win one himself. And then we would have another parade because the pandemic will end by then. I'm hoping. All right, Garrison, give me a great broadcaster.
Do Ray Dittiger count?
Ray Dittiger is a great one. Yes, he counts. He's on the post-game show. We've been talking about all day. Al, could you watch that post-game show without Diddy?
No, I got to watch him reading them notes.
All right, tell me, is he in trouble? Is he in trouble?
I don't know.
If Derek Gunn on that post-game show is huge.
Yeah.
He's getting all the players.
Yeah.
All right, I got Barkan. Indispensable. Cannot leave. If Barkan's not there, you lose half the show.
Yeah.
All the people coming down the hallway he talks about.
Yeah.
That's brilliant TV.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got to have him. Mm-hmm. Barrett Brooks, he's grown on me. Didn't love him initially.
Iron shirts.
Enjoying him now. I'm starting to understand he does bring a great expertise, especially to line play.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Dittiger, writing on the yellow tablet. Got to have it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's writing on there. It has annoyed me because I can never tell how much of what he's writing he's saying, but I need it. Seth Joyner. Please, Seth Joyner. You win by 20, scowl on his face. Gotta have it. You with me, Billy?
Yes.
Gotta have it.
Gotta have it.
I love that post-game show. Are you telling me they're going to mess with it? They already did.
What do you mean?
They took Derek Gunn out. Yeah.
Which is a big part of the show.
What are you doing to me? And he's a great interviewer, and they'll talk to him when they wouldn't talk to most other people.
Yeah.
Me included. 215.
215.
Well, you pointed that out.
592-9494.
They should try you at it.
I'm not trying.
They should.
There was a day when I was in that locker room, not a single one loved me, liked me, or respected me.
That would be good TV, though.
That would be great. That'd be great TV.
How much were those glasses? Now they're broken.
$400 now.
I think I may have found them online here.
Really?
Barton Peria, $380.
No, mine were $425.
Well, tax.
Well, with tax.
Tax. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
She said, oh, my God, you look amazing.
And then when you walked out, she said, oh, my God, what a sucker.
Cha-ching.
What are they? What do you call them? Progressive?
Yeah, they're well, the top
like
part.
Soup.
Top part is, no, that's Progresso. Oh. Top part is for distance, low part for reading. All in one glass.
Which part's for the dumb? Never mind.
Can you have socially distanced now because they look like that?
215. Yeah, this is what I deal with all day.
Green.
And I haven't gotten them. They haven't even seen him yet, and they're killing me.
I've never seen green glasses.
Things appear closer.
You know, all right, Billy, you know what? You're off next week. I can't trust another guy. See, if they rip me, who cares? Look at Al.
Yo.
Do I care? Rhea is a woman. She wouldn't know what great man glasses are, so she's in the clear.
Really? No, I got a great pair. My son wears glasses. He's got a really hip red pair.
He's 11.
Yeah, but he's got Oakleys.
Ooh. Oh.
What did those run you?
They were $103.
Wow, I got rooked. WIP. It's almost 9:19. Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.